Zach Brown Band, Keep Me In Mind on 102.7 KORD, 810 with Greg and Woody. Monday morning, we're on December 9th already. And please welcome into the Court Entertainment Complex, Betty with McDonald's. Hi, Betty.
Hi.
And Andrew with Union Gospel Mission. You guys are teaming up to do something pretty awesome. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we definitely are. For us, it's our 40th anniversary, so we've been doing business as the McDonald's operators for 40 years here in the Tri-City, and we were trying to come up with something with the Union Gospel Mission where we could really raise awareness of what they're trying to do right now.
Sure.
They've been in that 100-year-old building for 53 years now, and it's crazy. They serve over 80,000 meals out of there last year in a kitchen designed to serve 30 people at a time.
Now, over here in Pasco, right?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
By the Greyhound station? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the last several years, we have just seen the number of homeless coming through our doors increase, doubled.
Yeah.
And so it's really crowded. And this cold weather that we've been having has really exasperated it. I'm telling you, guys are huddled down in the building right now. It's hard to get out during the day and look for work and that kind of stuff when it's so cold and you don't have a car and that kind of stuff. So it's very crowded.
And I think from our perspective, what I've learned over the last few years about the mission is, you know, they serve a huge population. There are young people there, young families there with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just food, it's shelter. 40,000 nights of shelter last year as well. And I love the analogy Andrew uses, it's like cramming 35 people into a 2,000 square foot home.
Holy
with your
smokes.
With your
wow.
one bathroom.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you can imagine that many people there that they're trying to feed and you know, clothe and provide ongoing education and transition into jobs, and it's just they do a really great service for our community.
Now tell us about so you want to get a bigger building. Tell us about the plans that you have.
Well, the plans we have, we purchased some property, about 7 acres down off of 3rd and Columbia.
Okay.
We'd like to build a 36,000 square foot facility, and so that's going to quadruple our size. We'll actually be able to serve about 3 times as many people out of that building.
Good.
Which is wonderful, because I'm telling you right now, we're sleeping about half the men on the floor, about 40 to 50 men every night sleeping on the floor. And like I said, when it's cold like this, there's very little space inside for people to keep warm. So it's beyond that, I mean, we're going to be able to really ramp up what we do with people as far as programs and having educational center and stuff like that for people to get work, for people to get GEDs, all kinds of good stuff. So that just gives us a lot of extra space. We're looking out over the next 75 years and trying to see what the community might need over that time span, because we're really behind the curve right now. So we're looking ahead, trying to get ahead of it.
So McDonald's stepping up to the plate. Tell us about what you have going on.
Right. So one of the things we wanted to do was, in addition to trying to raise some funds for the Union Gospel Mission, was to build awareness with them on this project. So through December 24th, 40 cents from any beverage you purchase at McDonald's, we're contributing directly to that expansion project.
Wow. Nice. Diet Coke, coffee, anything.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Shakes, lattes, you name it, any size, any drink. And so I just got some numbers right before we got here. We started December 1st, and so far we've raised $40,000.
Have you really?
Yes.
So nice,
we're so excited,
you guys.
Because, you know, we've got another 2 weeks. And so, you know, the community is awesome. And if they can, you know, keep coming out, we're just, we feel like the sky's the limit. So we really hope that we can get more going and do more for the mission. And I know Andrew, too, we're excited because a lot of other businesses are jumping in and doing different things. And that's really what it's about, is both individuals and businesses coming alongside.
Now, if somebody wanted to make a donation, or if they want to volunteer, how would they go about doing that, Andrew?
You can go right to our website at tcugm.org. You can apply to volunteer there. You can find out all about volunteering. You can also easily find the donate button, and it'll guide you through the whole thing right there on our website.
That's awesome.
You guys do spectacular things for the world. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Betty with McDonald's, Andrew with Union Gospel Mission. You're welcome back into the Court Entertainment Complex anytime.
Yes, please keep us up to date on how everything turns out, okay?
We will.
Wonderful.
8:14 now on KORD.
Thank you.